Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Take Off with John Clark. And we've officially got Eagles season starting because with the open practice tonight at the Link, Mike Quick, the Eagles will start their season in 5 weeks, but we've got our first NBC 10 game against the Ravens in Baltimore next Saturday night. Catch it on NBC 10, and we've got a post-game show that you'll join us on right afterwards. And then the following Thursday, back here at the Link against the Cleveland Browns. What are you most excited about with this Eagles team that you're seeing?
Well, there are a lot of things to be excited about. When I look at the roster itself and the construction of this roster, I really get excited because I like a lot of what they've done in the offseason with some of the free agent signings. And certainly I think they did a really good job with the draft. So, you know, you're going to lose a lot of players when you go as far as this team went. They got to the Super Bowl. So you're going to lose key players. And they lost 5 or 6 starters on the defensive side, but I think they've done a really good job of replenishing, and they'll continue to do that. You look at the linebacker position, I think they're going to make some moves there, and I wouldn't be surprised if they made moves at the safety position. But if you look across the board, this is a really good roster that they've really done a nice job constructing.
And you know Howie is never done. They brought in Miles Jack at linebacker, and of course Zach Campbell, guys like that. Zach Cunningham. So when you look at that, do you think that's more about N'Kobe Dean or more about the other guys around N'Kobe Dean?
I think it's more about just trying to make sure that you look and under all the weeds, any of these guys that are out there unsigned, that you try and bring them in, work them out to see if you're going to do – if you can sign anyone that's going to make this position better. And Howie, you've seen him do that, and he's going to continue to do that. So he's not done. You know, they've got 5 weeks before the season starts, before the first regular season game. There are going to be some more moves before they get to the regular season. I'll count on that.
And obviously, you have most of your offensive players back. But on defense, there are some changes. At linebacker and at safety, you've got Kayvon Wallace getting a chance now, mixing it in there with Terrell Edmonds. Do you think it's kind of a wait and see with the defense, maybe for the first couple weeks of the season with a new coordinator?
I do, and I really believe that you didn't mention Sidney Brown. I think that he's going to quickly move up the charts. I see him getting more snaps now with the twos, not really working with the ones yet, but I think he brings a skill set that this defense really needs. You can put him in the box, and he's really good at attacking the line of scrimmage and making plays, and he can play on the back end. They have to find the right combination at safety. If you look at the play at safety last year, Marcus Epps did a phenomenal job. He really started to come into his own last year, and he was a big part of the success of the back end of that defense. He's going to be tough to replace. I think the skill set that Sidney brings to the table can really replace what Marcus did last year, and you have to have that. That guy has to be multidimensional, and he has to be a smart guy on the back end because that's the last line of defense that you have. That guy has to be a solid player.
And when you look at what they did last year with the pass rush, Eagles' record for sacks, challenging the Chicago Bears for the all-time record, Jordan Davis has come in fantastic shape, much better than his first year, just getting used to the NFL. Do you think he's ready to be the big man in the middle starting next to Fletcher Cox?
I hope so. I heard him say just a couple of days ago that he wanted to get 5 sacks this year. I think that would be phenomenal. The guys on the inside, when they're able to produce that type of sack total, and they're getting it done. It's most important, though, that he clogs up the middle, that he's able to take on 2 blockers and allow N'Kobe Dean and the guys that are behind him to flow freely to the football. That's going to be the most important thing. I would love to see him have those sacks. You know, that's the quickest route to the quarterback, those guys on the inside. That would be really nice.
And, of course, when you look at Jalen Carter, when you see him at camp, people that see him in person, when they watched him play at Georgia, they talk about how he gets off the line.
He's a stud.
And the speed with which his burst gets after the offensive lineman. Yep. How impressive is it to see him in person?
He's really impressive. I remember watching him as a collegiate player, but now to see him up close, it's even more impressive. And he's playing against grown men, but he still has that quick get off. You can see that. He has a trigger that's a little quicker than almost everybody that plays that position. And for him to start to learn from Fletcher Cox and the other guys around him, just the little nuances of playing the position, you know, the hand position, all of these little combat moves that they have in the trenches, when he starts to really get a handle on that, he has already the athleticism. He's going to be a great football player. And it's really important that he sticks close to these veteran guys and learn all the tricks of the trades, because it's a lot of it in there is technique and understanding what guys are doing, how they're stepping, the angles that they want to come and take you on with the blocks. And when you start to learn all of that stuff, that's when you become a really good player in the trenches.
Let's talk about maybe your favorite position, the receivers. And you look at what A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith did last year, the first pair of Eagles receivers to both go over 1,000 yards in the same season.
Yep.
A.J. Brown and you exchanged jerseys because he broke your record.
Yep.
And he is a special, special player. Do you think they make each other better?
I think they're even more impressive right now. Just watching them, the two of them working in camp, they're so impressive. If, you know, A.J., his movement, his body skills. So he's a guy that doesn't have to get big separation. He doesn't have to be this to be open. He can be as tight as this. And because of his ability to run through contact, defenders are not able to get to the football. When he just does this, he pushes defenders, he knocks defenders off, and he's able to get to the football. And when I look at Devontae, I don't think there's a smoother route runner in football than Devontae Smith. And it looks effortless. He's so smooth. He's so agile. He's poetry in motion. He's fun to watch. Both of these guys, to me, they just make watching the position of wide receiver fun.
And how about Jalen Hurts? He's going into his third year in this offense. He had talked last year about not even having back-to-back seasons with the same coordinator, the same play caller since his dad in high school. Now it's year three. And you look around the NFL, there's not too many coach quarterback combos that are this level of experience. You've got Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, some other groups, but this is starting to get into that area where maybe they know what each other's thinking, right?
That's exactly right. They're in a place now where you can really see the maturation of Jalen and of the head coach and of the play caller. I think this is going to be a really good season in just that area of the football team. You watch Jalen now. When he goes through a lot of the drills, the ball never hits the ground. I remember having a conversation with him 2 years ago, and it was right after I saw the year before that, I saw Tom Brady come in here in practices where the ball never hit the ground. There were sessions after sessions where the ball didn't hit the ground. So I had a conversation with Jalen about that. And now I'm seeing that from him, where they would go through an entire period with him passing the football where it never hits the ground. And that, to me, just says a lot for where he is right now.
And he's turning 25, but a lot of the guys joke that he's basically a 35-year-old. And then
he is.
Yeah.
So he's an old soul. Yeah. When you hear him speak, and you know, he spits wisdom that, like, old guys you never hear from. And he said something the other day, and I just started scratching my head, like, where does this guy come up with this stuff? But it's a routine for him. Every day he comes up with something that just kind of blows your mind. He is an old head.
And he likes the old school music, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, the guys are talking about how he's 35, and then he goes in and talks with the defensive coordinator. He's breaking down stuff with him.
Yeah.
And that Nick says their conversations are so deep now, he understands the why of the defense.
Yeah.
Do you see him at training camp? To me, he just looks so relaxed and comfortable. It's almost, like you said, effortless right now, the command of everything.
Well, he's a really smart guy. He's really driven. He wants to be the best player that's ever played the position. And it's not something that he just talks about. That's the way he lives his life. You know, he's dedicated to being the best pro that he can be. And it's in every phase of his life. If you look at him, if you listen to him, if you talk to him, you'll realize in every phase of his life, he prepares to be the best possible player at the position.
Would you think of his screensaver or his lock screen on his cell phone, well, of the picture of him walking off the field as a Super Bowl loser?
So I think that that should have, as he said, that should have stayed his business. But then someone happens to see it and they share it with the world. We all have things that motivate us, and not all of us want to have those things out in the public. And I hate that that got out, but I love the fact that he's motivated by that.
When you line up this offense with Jalen Hurts, Devontae, A.J., Dallas Goedert, throw in another receiver, and then maybe DeAndre Swift or Kenny Gainwell,
scary,
who can catch the ball out of the backfield, and the ability of Jalen Hurts to run.
Scary.
Will it be the best offense in the NFL?
I think it can be. It has the potential to be. And watching the practices, you can see that they're throwing the ball a lot more to the running backs out of the backfield than they have in the past. I think that's going to be a big part of this offense. When you deploy the running backs that they have and the skill sets that they have, it's really hard to figure out where the ball is going to go. You don't have enough footballs for all of the skills that these guys have. Dallas Goedert, the two wide receivers, and then guys coming out of the backfield. I think it's going to be such a fun offense to watch.
Final question for you, because everybody talks about, can this Eagles team get back to the Super Bowl? You know, you talk about the last NFC team to be able to do that was the Vikings in the 70s.
Yep.
It's before your time. But
slightly.
Slightly. But do you think with the leadership they have, because it's so special having four guys being together for 10 or more seasons together, the veterans, and then when you have your quarterback with his type of focus, do you think that this team is uniquely set up to do that?
So I think there's so many things in place that could lead them to back to where they want to be, back to the Super Bowl. But you never know how this thing is going to play out. It's a battle of attrition, and we all understand that. We all know that. If you can tell me that the 22 guys that start the season, they're going to be there at the end of the season as they were last year, then I would say yes. This team has a really good chance, and I would bet on them being in the Super Bowl. But you can never tell in this battle of attrition who's going to be there at the end.
All right. Well, we're going to be there at the end.
We'll be there.
We're starting it on NBC 10 next Saturday night in Baltimore against the Ravens. You and I will do the post-game show on NBC 10.
Fun.
And then we've got the Cleveland Browns coming here. So then that's the Thursday night game here on NBC 10.
Yep.
This is the start, Mike Quick, for the next 5.5 months, hopefully till the end.
You ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Rest up, Johnny.
I am. Have to ice everything down, ice the arm down. But I'm telling you, this city is ready for it. I think it was they were expecting 50,000 fans at this open practice. It shows you how much this city believes in this team to be able to get it done.
Everybody's into it, and it's a lot of fun. It's exciting.
All right, Mike Quick, thank you so much.
You got it, Johnny.
This guy, he always looks the same every single year. He comes back 26 years.
Yep, just another year older.
That's
awesome. It's fun.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Hall of Famer Mike Quick, thanks a lot for joining us. All right, we are here with the St. Joe's Prep football team and former stars who came through the school. Now Eagles, pretty cool here in Philly, DeAndre Swift and Olamide Zaccheaus. How cool is this to have the team out here at camp catching up with everybody?
Oh, man, it's real cool, man. It's a kind of nostalgic, you know, get to see the young guys and, you know, see the position that we used to be in. And then, you know, just gives them motivation, you know, to see the possibilities of where you can take it.
It's been great, especially seeing the program evolve from when we left. It keeps getting better and better every single year. Seeing how good job the coaching staff, the training staff, how they're doing. And just, like I said, keep getting these guys ready for the next level. So it's amazing to see that.
It's pretty wild that you guys were on the team. They're out here to see the Eagles and you guys. Do you remember being in their spot as a young kid coming out here to see the birds?
Most definitely, especially like when we're young and in high school, being able to see the next level and be able to vision that type of stuff, put yourself in them type of shoes. So it's great.
How about you?
You know, we practiced here a couple times, heading for the state championship. So, you know, just seeing the facility and stuff like that gives you motivation to be like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to be when I get older and keep going. So, yeah, it's great. It's great.
For both of you, when you got that call that you were coming back home and representing your high school squad here in Philly with the Eagles, how special was that feeling when you first got that call?
A lot of emotion. It's a blessing at the end of the day just to, you know, go back home and, you know what I mean, play for a great organization, have your city behind you, your family, be close to home. So it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, like Dre said, like just the amount of support and love that was shown, you know, when everything happened, it was amazing. Felt like you had a whole community behind you. And then moments like this where you get the young guys to come out and see you, it just makes everything so special.
How seriously do you take the responsibility of representing not only your hometown with the hometown team, but your former football team?
It's a great responsibility. And, you know, it's something that you just have to embrace. And, we put in a lot of work to get here. And we just got to keep doing that and keep striving to get better each day.
Well, definitely. Like you said, something we don't take lightly. You know, put on, show these guys that the right way to do things. So it's something we don't take lightly.
Now, can you compare the eras, champs, here with the St. Joe's Prep of this era to your era and even the era of a couple years ago? Who had the better squad?
They gonna say them, but I'm gonna say me.
My squad,
yeah.
You're outnumbered.
Especially my freshman year, we had old players like John Reed, John Ryan, them type of guys. So like I said, it kept getting better every year though.
They built on the foundation that we set.
Most definitely.
I'm very proud of those guys and what they're doing, and all the teams that came after me and even Dre.
Most definitely. Yeah.
How about for you as a running back coming up in the Philly area? I was talking to your dad about maybe it was sixth grade where somebody said, you know what? Maybe if you start catching the ball as well, you'll be that much more dynamic. Do you remember that moment where you kind of got it into your head to become a pass catcher as well?
I mean, like, God blessed me with a lot of ability. But even going back to the prep when I started 7-on-7, playing receiver, things like that I used to work on when I was in high school. So just working on my type of game to be able to do a little bit more. Like I said, God blessed me with a lot of ability, but it's something you got to work at.
Now, Nick Sirianni was asked today, do you have running back hands or receiver hands? And he said you've got receiver hands. You take that as a big compliment?
It's a great compliment. Like I said, you got to keep working. I'm ready for practice tomorrow. Just give back, making sure, keep going on. Keep getting better every day.
That's what's so impressive about him. I was talking to his dad. I'm like, he doesn't seem overly joyed about being home. He said, yeah, it's all focus. It's all focus. Do you see that out of him?
Yeah, it's business. We had first talk when he got here. And it was like, we know we're here to do. And, we're working towards that every day. And, obviously we want to cherish the moment and the opportunity that we have. But we know that, with the task at hand.
Do you see it as a great support system, though? Detroit, you were kind of out there. Now you're back home and you have such a great support system here.
Most definitely. Back home, where we grew up at, we played football until we left college. So it's a great support system. Like you said, you got to stay focused, man. In this business, you got to head down and work. You know what I mean? So that's what it is.
I love it. That's the end of every answer, right? He gets back to that focus. What did you see when you came to the Eagles with that focus of the organization, just from the top and everybody?
Like I said, there's one task at hand. And, everybody's on board to that one task. And, you just try to find a way to help that and to cultivate that and to help build that culture. And, like I said, business is business, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to help him with the business.
You're learning the offense, and you're seeing what it can be like on the field. When you line up the great receivers this team has, Dallas Goedert, and then the ability of you guys to catch the ball as well, can there be a defense out there that can really stop this offense at its best?
I mean, we just got to get back to work and get ready for practice
that's
tomorrow.
It.
You know
that's
what I mean?
It.
So they're taking this one day at a time. Just keep getting better every single day.
I think that's what it is, man. You just got to focus on what we can focus on.
Yeah.
And then just keep improving individually as a team, as a unit, and then just work every day.
How impressive is the versatility of this offense, though, when you can line everybody up and they've got the ability to run the ball and catch the ball as well?
It's good. You're able to do a lot of different things, but we got to put the work in first to make it come to fruition. So as long as we keep getting better and keep getting better each day, we'll be fine.
Do you look at him as a running back, or do you look at him as a receiver? Receiver hands.
I think even in high school, you've seen what Dre can do. You've seen what all of us can do. Like, I never really put a position on any of us, really.
Yeah,
it's like,
me too.
We just make plays. Put us in position, and we'll get the job done.
How about for you guys being in the huddle with Jalen Hurts? Now, you talk about the focus. I'm impressed by your focus. How about him at 24 years of age, the focus that he brings every day?
It's amazing. Never turn it off. 24 hours of the day, the same way. Business mentality, I guess, from the time he wake up to the time he go to sleep. And that's what you want in a quarterback, the way he commands the team, his leadership, things like that, type of guy you want to play next to.
Yeah, he might be 24, but he's turning 35 next year. So he's a lot older than what he looks, So you can see by the way he works and how he moves throughout the building. And just the respect he commands throughout the building. So it's a very special position and a special person in that position too. So.
And everybody feeds off that?
100%.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, so you're believing that your team from your era was the best?
For sure.
In the prep history?
Sure. No doubt. Not at all. We got to see it.
How else is this right in front of your eyes to have guys, you're in their position where they were, and now they're playing for the hometown Eagles?
Great. Yeah.